bad ground, inside the Beaconsfield Mine Rescue. The Brant Webb and Todd Russell story. Written by Tony Wright and read by Humphrey Bauer. A shock of wind hit Brant hard as a hammer, blowing his cigarette clean out of his lips. Crazily, Brant snatched a single thought. All the tyres on the telehandler have blown. He had been standing next to a truck in the mine one day when a tyre exploded. The wind blast almost blew him from his feet. But this was far more violent. And then there was blackness. Todd felt the wind too, but it was nothing compared with the noise. It was as if someone had stuck a detonator in a stick of explosive and fired it right above his head, 100 times louder than a shotgun going off in his ear. Bang! The convulsion of raw energy tore through his body. Todd was on his feet, leaning down, and a microsecond later he was mashed on the steel floor of the basket, laid out contorted on his left side. He was buried, crushed beneath rocks. The roof had come in. He knew it. Couldn't believe it. He could not move. His shoulders, legs, arms, head. He strained to shift even a millimetre. But not one part of his body would answer the strain of his muscles. He was bound tight, helpless. Hard, sharp rock covered his entire body. There was no sound. He was deaf. His brain screamed at him. This is not happening. This is not happening. Larry. Larry would come and get him out. Larry! He bellowed. Larry! Silence. Larry, for Christ's sake! Brant. Where's Brant? Brant, you gotta help me! Brant, you there? Brant, Brant! Each time Todd drew breath to yell, the weight around his chest became more crushing. As he exhaled, the great weight of rock pressing on every surface of his body shifted and settled, making it even more difficult to get air into his lungs. He strained against it, and the effort of it forced his system to demand more oxygen. Every breath was an agony. Todd was beginning to die. A deep melancholy drifted upon him, numbing the panic that had threatened to overwhelm him. A vision floated into his head. Carolyn and his 3 children, Trent, Madison, and Liam. He had never given them enough of his time. The very morning after his wedding, he had bounced out of bed early, going out the bush hunting. You'll never change me, Carolyn. Get used to it. And now he wouldn't be able to make it up. The kids would grow up without him. Carolyn would be alone. He hadn't listened hard enough to his own fears about going down the mine. And here he was, utterly helpless, sinking into a red mist. Todd forced air into his lungs and screamed. Brant struggled into half-consciousness. His ears rang and sizzled, and from somewhere there was a voice calling his name. He drifted away, and when he came back, the voice, a hoarse, panting urgency to it, was still there. Brant felt around him, and his hands scrabbled at piled rock. His knees pressed against his chest, and his head was pushed down somewhere near his knees. He could only move his arms. He could not understand where he was, what had happened. And why was that voice calling his name? Todd? Brant's thoughts swam slowly out of their muddle. Pain gave him focus. His knees felt on fire. He felt around and found his cigarette lighter in his shirt pocket. He flicked it, and the little flame revealed the setting for a nightmare. His brain whispered low and guttural at him, or perhaps it was his real voice. This is bad. Really, really bad. Not an obscene word came to his lips. It was too awful for that.